When you are going through a divorce, it is hard to comprehend the words, "the sun will shine again." I can't even believe how many times I heard it, and I cannot begin to tell you how many times I found it hard to believe when I was in the thick of my own situation. That is why you need a person like Catherine Ford in your corner. Catherine is the founder of the Excellence Institute, and she shows people how they can reinforce the positives in their lives because everyone has something to smile about, even if you're feeling down due to a divorce. Catherine, welcome.
Oh, hello. Thanks for having me.
Love having you. And as you and I have discussed before on the show, a divorce can take a mental, emotional, and financial toll on us. Mix that all in with the holidays, and it can exasperate everything. So how do you help people find the gratitude and find things, again, like we said in the intro, to smile about?
Oh, that's such a great question. Well, first off, it's extremely important to be gentle with yourself. I can't say that enough. Since it can be very easy to use just all of our energy to keep up with the momentum and mental load transpiring before, during, and after a divorce, we may not even realize it, but we are so much more likely to run ourselves down. We absolutely must stay awake and aware to what is transpiring within us. It means that we must honor ourselves on an ongoing basis and take care of our physical and emotional needs. And this means different things to different people. For instance, it could mean spending extra time in meditation or prayer, nature, such a good one, using essential oils, just little luxuries like that, getting extra sleep, such an amazing one, or even going on a gratitude rampage. Yes. Now, what's a gratitude rampage? Well, for 2 minutes, just set a timer on your phone, then look around your environment and say thank you and why. It's really important to acknowledge why for every item your eyes land on. A couple of weeks ago, a client of mine did this on her commute into the city, and miracles happened throughout her day. She said she even saw a tire on the side of the road and expressed gratitude for it not coming off of her car. I love that. The reason this works is actually scientific. We have something called the reticular activating system in our brain that literally scans for what we tell it to look for. This is why if you're thinking about, say, buying a red car, all of a sudden you begin to see red cars everywhere, right? Well, if you tell your brain to look for things to be grateful for, you will experience more to be grateful for. It definitely plays a key role when it comes to surviving and thriving into your next chapter.
My favorite two words. And why can gratitude shift the body's chemistry?
This is so good because our minds and bodies are closely connected. So allow me to take you on a little journey to answer this question. I love this example. I'm going to invite you to just go ahead and close your eyes if you're in a safe place to do so. And imagine on the theater of your mind, sitting right in front of you is a white plate with a bright yellow lemon on it. Next to the plate is a knife. Go ahead and pick up the knife and slice the lemon in half. Wow, you can smell that lemon zest. Now pick up one of the slices and bring it close to your mouth and take a big, juicy bite. Now, I know that you're experiencing a reaction in your mouth right now, even though there really was no lemon. Your mind was causing a physical response. It's just a beautiful example of how our minds and bodies truly are connected.
No, I love that. And, you know, for people who are going through a divorce and feeling sad, because unfortunately the holidays have a tendency to do that, especially if, you know, you went from being married and now being single and maybe the kids aren't with you this year. Mm-hmm. Why does reinforcing gratitude ease the pain?
Well, practicing the art of gratitude is like a mindful cleanse. It helps us dust off the negative and allow your life to return to a state of peace, no matter what you may be facing. And this is vitally important when going through the uncoupling process with, oh my gosh, all the various levels of stress coming at us on any given day, not to mention the tremendous amount of mental load. And here's what's important to remember. With every problem, we have an opportunity for growth and learning, or we can let it smother us in negativity and bitterness. The choice really is ours. It sounds simple, right? But as you know, it's not always easy to remember this. And if you make gratitude your go-to practice, you will naturally feel better and better to the point where it will be the new place you live from. And it becomes the essence of who you are. So I invite everyone listening right now, this week, to write the word gratitude in capital letters on three pieces of paper and place them in very visible places so that they will remind you to make this a priority, particularly when challenging situations arise. You may want to put one, say, in your wallet, in your handbag, another, tape it to the bathroom mirror. I love doing that. And place the third one, possibly even on your desk, wherever you spend the most time, in the kitchen, wherever. The most important point here is to place them in strategic places as a powerful reminder that you control your own inner weather, so to speak, no matter what is happening around you.
No, I love that. I'm going to actually try that myself. What are some other suggestions you have that people can learn gratitude and then incorporate it into their daily lives?
That's very good. Well, first and foremost, because it's a feel-good practice for the reasons I mentioned earlier, right? And it's vitally important that we do all we can to ease the pain and lean into comfort for our mind, body, and spirit. So I love the quote from Albert Einstein personally. It's a great reminder. He said, "The significant problems we face cannot be solved at the level of thinking that created them." And that, in my opinion, is brilliant. Thinking inside the problem and thinking about the problem are thinking in the same vibration or consciousness as the problem. So how do we raise our thinking, to answer your question, to a place where solutions exist? Well, when you hear yourself thinking how big a problem is, say to yourself, "I know the power in me is greater than anything I'm facing." Next, I'd invite you to begin practicing gratitude and expanding your consciousness. And then tap into your intuition and ask for solutions to make themselves visible. It really will happen. Your brain will begin to scan for solutions. It will open your awareness to thoughts and actions that, for you personally, will ease the pain. Something I say all the time, and this is another great reminder, is gratitude is the magnificent and magical practice that infuses your entire being with a dose of richness.
I love that. And you also offer so many different courses through your work where people can learn all this through classes and be a part of a group, which is probably so beneficial. Tell us more about that.
Yes. Well, I design incredible next chapters for women who have been touched by divorce. And if that's you and you're interested in finding out more about our amazing community of women who are all creating their most incredible next chapter, just go to excellenceinstitute.com/application. Then simply complete the short application and you'll be contacted by our concierge to schedule a brief 30-minute call to find out more about working with me. It's time, because you know you're meant for more.
And I love, and we've discussed this before, one thing that you do is you bring people together, because divorce can feel so isolating. Does that help people also see gratitude a little bit more clearly?
Yes, yes. And when you see and surround yourself with others who are practicing it, and you see the results that they're gaining from all the tools that I offer, and you see their life just light up, it's just so inspiring. And you say, wow, this really does work. And if it works for her, it can work for me too. Very powerful.
Catherine, for people who want to get in touch with you, how do they find you?
Again, just simply go to excellenceinstitute.com/application.
Well, Catherine, always, thank you so much for joining us. I always feel so inspired when you're here.
Oh, thank you for having me, Alyssa. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
As you. And don't be afraid to start over again. This time, you are not starting from scratch. You are starting from experience. Use your knowledge to spot the warning signs early and keep your eyes open wide. Remember why you left your marriage and what you want this time around. I always say, stick to top three qualities you want in a person and then be flexible and compromise with the others. FYI, none of us are perfect. If you're looking for loyalty, dedication, and stability, center on finding a person who offers you those traits. Yes, it's holiday season. Yes, being single after being married can sometimes feel lonely. Yes, the holidays symbolize family and traditions, which during divorce need to be adjusted. But like going shopping and buying something new for people to open, you can do that with your next chapter. Invest in yourself and unwrap the new you as we inch towards 2022. Like those holiday specials I made reference to at the top of the program, write the script of how you want your story to play out. Our experts have spoken about the importance of self-love and self-care. So pamper yourself while the kids are with the ex. Take a selfie and send yourself a virtual holiday card with good wishes for the new year. I'm your host, Alyssa Panitz. Thank you for sharing your weekend with us. Until next time.
Catherine Ford is the founder and CEO of Excellence Institute, a fabulous women's club for those who love the finer things in life and they know they are meant for more. She's a celebrity coach and consultant, an award-winning women's empowerment expert, transforming women every day. She's an expert at taking women to their most amazing next chapter in life. She will teach you conscious self-mastery. Catherine designs incredible next chapters for women who are ready to make the rest of their life the best of their life. Learn how to create the next most amazing chapter of your life. Catherine's life's journey is one of tragedy to triumph, having experienced a highly toxic and emotional abusive marriage and having faced over 30 years of serious chronic medical condition. She's a great example and role model for her clients. Go to excellenceinstitute.com/application to meet with Catherine for a 30-minute private consultation. That's excellenceinstitute.com/application.